I know, Mama. It's a lot. Postpartum is a lot. You do not know how to prepare. You spent in pregnancy afraid of labor, and now that you have your baby, they won't quit touching you, won't sleep, and for all the love of all things holy, won't stop crying. Listen in, I'm going to talk to you today about the real reason you're overwhelmed in postpartum. Hey, Mama. Welcome to the New Mom Naturopath. Do you find yourself rocking your baby at night, Googling, how do I keep my baby alive, or is this normal? Do you find yourself scared and overwhelmed when you're unable to tolerate the constant crying, and instead of enjoying those newborn snuggles, you find yourself crying along with them? Hey, I'm Dr. Kaylin Galloway, and I too found the sleepless nights and endless tears of postpartum overwhelming, to say the least. I wanted confidence in my skills as a new mom, to know I wasn't messing things up every single day. I kept telling myself, why is it so much easier for everyone else? But everything changed when I realized that I needed to find the root cause of my anxiety. In this podcast, you'll find quick, tactical, and easy tips to help you adjust to new mom life and reduce the fears that come along with it. I'm here to help you thrive in postpartum. So grab that gigantic water bottle and a snack and listen as you nurse that newborn for what? The third time this hour?
I am so excited. I'm actually starting a Facebook page, and this Facebook page is for you. It's for me, for us to connect and talk and chat, voice our problems, get really excited about solutions, and also for me to create amazing content on this podcast for you. So if you really want to join it, go ahead and visit me at www.kaylingalloway.com/community. That's KAYLYNGALLOWAY.com. And I can't wait to see you there, Mama. Have a wonderful day.
Walking into Target, my four-week-old son, I had him in the carrier, but he was open for display. And if you haven't heard before, my son has club feet. And when he was early newborn, he was going through a lot of treatment, a lot of taking care of him, and that ended up having a huge impact on my postpartum. And so he had full leg casts from his toes to his thighs, and that was really difficult for us to handle. And so I'm in Target, he's in the carrier, and all I can think about is the stares. Like, there's so many people staring at me, and you could see their concern for my son, concern. And now looking back, I know it was probably also concern for me, but it didn't feel that way. It felt like judgment, especially when I actually got the questions. What happened to him? What'd you do to him? Why is he wearing casts? How'd he break his legs? All the questions that people asked were and had the assumption that I harmed my baby somehow, or that my baby got injured because of something I did. Now, I know that's probably not their intention in that, but it felt so hard. I remember even there was one time we were at a park and my son was in casts, and this family sent their 11-year-old daughter to come over and ask, why is he wearing casts? And we were nice. We took the time to answer the question and say, like, his feet were born a little bit different than yours. And so we had to manipulate them, and he's in treatment for making sure that he could walk when he's older. And it's little moments like that. You know, obviously not every mom has to deal with club foot treatment, but every mom has to deal with the fact that their child is crying, or their child is harmed, or their child is being obnoxious, or their toddler's tantruming in a public place, and you feel this feeling of failure, because everybody and their mother feels like they have their own two cents that they need to bring to the situation, that they need to be inserting their opinion, or even sometimes even worse, just the judgmental looks can hurt more than someone asking you a question or telling you how it is or telling you what to do. And so I find that that is one of the most difficult parts of postpartum. And even a couple weeks ago, it was like maybe a month ago, I was in the store with my son. He's two, and we were using those carts that are for kids that have the wheels on it turning. And my son was checking out, and my son was sitting on the side of it when I turned around. And I stopped him and I said, Orion, do you want to get out, or do you want to sit on your butt in the seat? Like, what is your choice? You know, I was already taking care of the situation, And this woman, who's a cashier, comes out and goes, "Ma'am, you have to control your child. He cannot sit like that. It's not safe. That is so not safe." And just having someone tell me that was just like, whoa, you got some goals. Like, that's a lot right there. But the immediate feeling of like, wow, I'm already taking the actions I need to make this work. I'm already doing what I need to do in this situation. You don't have to scold me because I'm already working on the situation with my son. I didn't address her. I didn't even like look at her. I just focused on my son in that moment. But all these stories have a theme to them. All of these stories have a theme to them. In that you feel overwhelmed as a new mom because you think you can do it right or you think you can do it wrong. And I want to be here to tell you that yes, you could mess up. You could totally mess up as a mom. And in fact, you probably will. You're going to mess up. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to scream when you don't want to. Your kid is going to sit on the side of a cart and some stupid, sorry, very kind-hearted, really concerned person at the store is going to really be degrading to you about the actions of your toddler. People are going to judge you. You're going to have failures as a mom. It's a given. And I think that while that is kind of sad, it kind of takes the pressure off, takes the weight off, makes it so that you're not as freaked out. You're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And I want you to just pose with this idea that even if you were a perfect mom, you were the perfect mother, that would still cause problems. It would still be an issue. It wouldn't be perfect. Your child would not have coping skills, would not have lessons learned, wouldn't be able to problem solve, wouldn't be able to step forward and do things for themselves because you were the perfect mom. You filled every gap that they had, and they had no chance to fail forward. I was talking to someone the other day about how you can't rob someone of their bottom. You can't rob someone of the low point. You can't rob someone of the littlest, tiniest thing. You have to be okay with messing up. And once you're okay with messing up, the judgment of others goes away because you're just doing the best you can. And so I want to say that the number one reason why you're feeling overwhelmed in postpartum is because you're caring too much or you're trying too hard to make it perfect. And you're not perfect by definition. Embrace the imperfection, do the best you can, love your baby, and it will be enough. Especially if you're working on your internal compass and trying to heal yourself, working on emotional set patterns, and managing your life. Like I know you're doing if you're listening to this podcast. You're doing a good job. It's okay to be overwhelmed, and it's okay to let things go. I really hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you again on Monday. Hey mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if so, could you take a second and share it with a friend or a family member who is going through the chaos of postpartum as well? And if you have 30 seconds, can you go to Apple Podcast and write a short written review? I'd love to read how this show is helping you thrive in postpartum. And finally, I really want to give you that quick reminder that it is absolutely okay to set that crying baby down and go take a shower or do something for yourself today. And I can't wait to see you next time on the New Mom Naturopath Podcast.